So according to the Chachamim, according to the Rambam, the reason why you need first a tefillah balachash is because according to him, the baki has no shaychus to the shatz. Right? The baki has no shaychus to the shatz. Shatz cannot be mostly the baki. So it's a separate, he's separate from the shatz. So therefore, he can't be mitzarif himself to the tzibur via the shatz. He has no shaychus to the shatz. So you need 10 spalim b'yechidus. Whereas according to Rabbi Gamliel, that the shatz is for everybody, you know, that's the question. So why can't he misarf himself to the tzibur, saying milu b'milu with the shatz? Yeah, so the only question you're going to have is, if you only have 5 bekiyim. So what would the Chum say? That they should daven b'yechidus first, because they have no shaychus to the shatz? Or do we say, like we said yesterday, that really, even according to the Chachamim, if he's mechaven with the shatz, he has a kiyum of tzibur. And if there's only 5, so the Chacham would let go the tefillah balachash. We really don't know. Let's just look. You know what I mean? Like we're asking shalos on cases you don't have anymore today. But one thing we want to make sure of that the Rambam's takana is not because he holds the Rambam Gamliel. Now, his takana is because he chayv into tefillos. That you can't, whatever reason, even though the forget bekim any bekim, that's the tzuras atvilo. So what he's saying is, you could be yotzei the tzuras atvilo together. Yeah, that's right. When the Rambam, I was trying to take the Rambam and Shemekh on it. He says, so Anias Amin Misha Gidlo means that if you're in the presence of Misha Gidlo, you have to be Misha Be'ach and Mefoyer also. You can't just sit by there. Right. Okay.
So then he reads that way. Shiloh Zachar goes with El Betzir of Kedua?
Yes.
After, that makes sense.
So it was, yeah. Right.
Is this the case of Shiloh?
The reason why he says Besir of Gedul is because sometimes you say Baruch Shem from Mechusala on Vod, you don't say Amen. Like in the Middash, right?
That's what it means. I thought it meant like in a bracha. When you're saying the Shem Hashem, it's like in the context of Sheva.
Shiloh v'lo yishoma zichro b'tzeir of gedula o ani asamen. I think it means because like you ain't on the Amen b'Middash, right?
I guess
they're
referring to?
I think so. In other words, he's saying it's not, there must be a tzir of gedula.
Right. But maybe he means, though, is that just like, right. You don't have to doubt, like, the chiyah.
When he says, ukvayedatim sheshmei kon b'chol makom, he means it's a mechanism of being yotze b'chol makom.
Right.
Has nothing to do with ona amen kemavarech. Ona amen kemavarech is halacha in shevach.
Right.
That's halacha in shmiya.
There's no kiyum shevach of listening and being having your mind to be on it. You haven't done anything.
Right.
Where's the shevach?
Right.
It could be, you know.
Should be the Rambam.
That's good. Yeah. And I think that's the way we learned the Rambam in the Yad, because that's what the Chachma Lamil asked them, what do you mean? Do you mean that, oh no, I'm making a var, so even if you're not machavim, what's this? If you say, I'm in your Yotzei. So he said, I never really meant, I never meant that if the guy's not machavim, that he could be Yotzei. How is it possible? So that's what he's saying here. He's saying, I mean, he doesn't have a brisk washing, but he's saying Shemei Ka'ana B'chol Makom is a separate, b'chol, he means it's a separate mechanism.
And you don't need to say Amen to be Yotze.
No.
What?
It's a separate mechanism of a Mechavin, Kol HaMechavin, the Tchila itself is Yosef. And if the other guy is Mechavan to be Moshe. Okay. And Ona Amen Kimavarech is a different system. It's a system of the Ainzet Domalon Amen Achabachosov. That's a Ona. In other words, Ona Amen Kimavarech has nothing to do with Ona Amen Achabachosov. It has no Shmiah.
What do you mean?
In other words, whenever you have Shmiah Hashem, so you have to be Meshabeach.
Either say Amen or be the Mevarech himself.
Right.
We don't
need
Amen. Amen
Achavechosev
is when it's like a redundant.
When it's redundant, right.
The Mevarech and the person said Amen.
That's right.
And Shemei Kehona, he didn't say the Bracha.
Right. That's what it explains. Bon Amen Ke Mevarech. The Ein Zed Dom Alon Amen Achavechosev, when he hears it. If he should call on Amen Chach Sheishma Bracha Behechach. So that's how Lachin Shmiah is a bracha.
So what's he talking about?
Why did he
bring that whole thing?
He's proving that the Amen is not.